This is CliffCentral.com.
Okay, so I saw a guy on Twitter the other day. He got like 200 and something retweets and 200 and something likes. And, you know, that's always impressive to get. It means that people really care about what you say or they're interested in what you're doing. He's all of 19 years old. He's born in Lesotho, but he moved to South Africa in 2005. And he has used Twitter to attempt to get a job here with us, Mubs.
Casually so.
Okay, well, I mean, right. You know, you've got the tools, use them. Yes.
So how are you, man? You're following in Mabali's footsteps here, you know that? That's what she did. She messaged me once, and on a whim, we decided we must check her out. When I met her, I said, like, this is the perfect person to work with me. You never know, right?
Is it? That's interesting. High five. Anyway, thank you so much for having me. I'm great, thanks. I hope you guys are good. Thank you for inviting me and for noticing me on Twitter. It's not every time where you try to talk to people and they're like, you know, try to do something about you. They just, you know, let it go because...
So tell me about yourself, man.
So I'm crazy. I'm very crazy, you know. When I get in the room, well, I just
careful. It's not always the best way to introduce yourself. Yeah, especially around here.
Where's the straight jacket?
I'm super like crazy. When I go in the room, I'm like, yo, what's going on? I can try fake off. I'm born, so I'm crazy. I'm an entertainer. I'm an aspiring TV presenter. I have done some debut on SABC on Hectic 99. I'm in.
Yeah, you were in Hectic 99. You were in Matric, right?
Yes.
And you were in Cape Town?
I was schooling in Free State and I had to travel to Cape Town to actually attend that you know, internship that I had offered to be. So yeah, I'm a TV presenter, I'm an actor, I'm very loving, I'm a very spiritual person, very philosophical, very entertaining to a lot of people, loving and caring to my friends and family and whoever who supports me. And I'm just here to bless people in this world, man, because I feel like we're missing out on so much love because of so much.
All right, so how do you think, what do you think it is about you that got people paying attention to you on social media? Like, what do you do that's different to everybody else?
Okay, I think everyone growing up, they've been socialized to become different people. But with that process, you do not forget who you are, you know, as an individual. So you're doing introspection about who you are yourself. So I think just being myself, just being the character that I am, the crazy person that I am, the way I execute my talents and the way I, you know, interact with people, draw people closer to me. They were like more fascinated in finding out, who's this boy who, you know, goes out and act like a woman. Sometimes he's a boy, sometimes he's doing all this.
Oh, you do that? You sometimes act like
a
woman?
No, because I have skits on Twitter that I post. Oh, and okay. Going insane and everyone is like, yo, this guy is so interesting.
You just have this burning desire to entertain people.
Yes, I entertain people. That's what I do. And
so tell me, Innocent, the Matijan is your family. I mean, where are you guys from?
So we are from Lesotho in Joburg. I don't know how to say it. Some of my family is here. Some of my family is in Lesotho, but it's a very broad family.
So where were you born, in Lesotho?
So yes, definitely. And then I moved to South Africa in 2005. We moved to Senegal. Mm-hmm. That's in the Free State, just next to Markwood in Clarkland. And that's where I lived. I schooled in, I went to a lot of schools. I went to a lot of schools, and it's quite funny because the reason I went to a lot of schools is because I would tell my mom, I think I'm bored here. I want to meet more people. That's how much I loved people.
So you were moving schools not because your parents were moving, but because you wanted to move schools?
I wanted to meet new people.
And your mom was like, sure, we'll
just been super. She's been super supportive because she knows how much of an entertainer and how outspoken I am and how much I give fun to people. So she was like, you know what? They need to know you. They need to go find out about you.
That's quite cool of her because, most parents would have said, screw you, get on with the work.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the reason I've been moving to school. I think I've been to like 5-6 high schools in my life. So it was like,
how old are you now?
I'm 19 now this year. So yeah, that was very great because also it helped me to, you know, get to understand individuals and people and different people and to accept everyone for, you know, who they are. You get socialized with different people and value systems, etc.
All right, when you come here,
I see you looking at me like,
when you come here for a job, here's how it works. The first person to check you out is Mabali. So she's going to ask you a few questions. If she likes you, she approves you, she passes you on to Sia, and Sia passes you on to me.
Okay, yes. There's a process, yeah.
Woo!
Well, I mean, there was obviously a reason why in your tweet you wanted specifically to come to Cliff Central.
Yes.
What is that reason?
To be honest, I've been following Gareth Cliff for the longest time in life. You know, all his journeys, all his obstacles that he has experienced in the entertainment industry. And I resonated so much into him because I have have the same journeys, but not in the same content. So it inspired me how he's just, you know, created this platform for every youth and everyone to just be part of it and entertain people in a different way. Because, true, I'm not trying to actually be spiteful right now. I listen to other
spiteful.
Radio stations.
Yeah, no, you're allowed to listen to
I do listen to other radio stations.
No one's going to shoot you if you don't.
Yeah,
you know.
Definitely not. I do listen to other radio stations and they don't speak to me. The way you guys are just truthful and, you know, do not sugarcoat the truth or do not reserve anything. Like, no, let's not talk about that. They can't hear that on a radio station. No, you guys are just so open. Yeah,
we don't know how to do that.
Exactly. That's what I love about it. That's what I love about it. So that's why, actually, you know, I felt so inclined and so much, you know, connected to the station. I was like, right. This one? No, this one is the one.
Oh, okay.
All right, Mubs, did you get a pass to Sia?
Yes, yeah.
All right, Sia, over to you.
I have a very, very important question. This is serious. Everyone here lives by, you know, just the simple philosophy of a certain Miss Oprah Winfrey.
Oh.
So everyone lives here by that philosophy?
Yes, everyone does.
Mabali and I don't really.
Everyone does. So, Innocent, my question to you is, what's your favorite Oprah Winfrey quote?
Wow.
Yo. I really don't have. I'm not even going to
That's
lie.
A fail. Yeah, I'm done. No, that's a fail. Have. You can't.
Well, that's the end of it.
Really right.
What a horrible interview this has turned out to be.
It's horrible.
Poor
come
Innocent.
On, now.
Innocent
come
was
on,
doing
Sia.
So well, and then Sia had to throw in that,
like,
that Oprah curveball.
Thank you so much, Sia. That's,
everyone does.
Wow, great. Thank you. Well, I love Oprah, but I don't pay so much attention.
Again,
I mean,
you don't have to explain.
Yeah.
I need another drink.
What do you think of these people who are all retweeting you and supporting you? Are these all people you know, or are they just followers?
They're just followers. It's insane because... I used to, like, you know, be on Twitter streets just for the sake of it, retweeting other people's work. Yeah. And when someone is trending, CS trending, oh, CS just did this. And I'd be like,
now you but tweet then, and retweet a lot.
Exactly. Because you need to stay focused. You need to interact with these people because as much as they love your work, you need to let them know that you appreciate that they love your work.
Innocent. So, you've got great energy.
Thank you.
I like this. You seem to me to be someone who's very passionate about this.
Thank you so much.
How much time do you spend on Twitter?
I think 75%
of your day.
Oh, yes.
That's a lot of time.
That's a lot of time. But
what kind of working person will you be if you're spending that sort of time on Twitter?
It's things I can prioritize. What that means is that I'm also studying right now at the University of Johannesburg, sports sciences. And nice. What I do sometimes, when I say 75%, when I'm in class sometimes and someone tweets something that's very interesting, I can't ignore it. I'm like, I need to reply immediately in class. But that doesn't, now derail my attention from participating in class. I'm still listening to class. My grades are good. So when I put myself onto something, I make sure that I go into it in a full force.
Okay.
Exactly. Otherwise, why do it in the first place?
Why sports science?
That's actually quite an interesting question. My mom actually wanted me to study film and television because this is who I am. And I was like, but I've been in such an athletic person in school, doing rugby, doing long jump, athletics and everything. I want to try something new because that's who I am. A very diverse person. You know, people like, you know, molding us into one group. No, you can't be a TV presenter and a dancer and acting in one, you know, all these things.
But
once.
You can be everything.
Exactly. So I was like, if I love sports too, why can't I embrace that? I can use sports, you know, I can use my entertainment to speak through the sports people too. I can use my entertainment to save that boy who needs a torn jean. I can use my entertainment to save that woman who doesn't have, you know, support of medical attention. I can.
Yeah, okay. What I'm curious about here, though, is that we're also in a sports mad country and in an entertainment mad country. So there's obviously room for you to earn a living here.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's the real thing, right? Mm-hmm. You can go into any job, and if you love it and you care about it, it means something to you, you'll have fun and you'll make some money.
Definitely.
So what is it about? Is it the applause? Like, if you make people entertained, is it the likes, the follows? Is it the fact that people clap and cheer? Is it that they tell you you're amazing? What makes it worthwhile for you?
It's a pat on my shoulder that, you know what you've been fighting for, you're finally accomplishing it. You know what I mean? It is about me. It's about me. As much as people do appreciate it, but at the end of the day, I have to look at myself because the same people the next day, they might as well decide not to support me at all. So what do I do? Do I be broken? No, I need to still give
it. You've been to auditions and you've been rejected, right?
A lot of times. A lot of times. Sleeping at auditions.
What would be the perfect job in the whole world? Like your biggest fantasy job?
I think it would be on E! Entertainment and to be an actor on Queen Sugar. You guys know Queen Sugar?
No. Tell me about Queen Sugar.
Do you know who produces Queen Sugar?
Oprah.
Really?
Yeah.
So what is Queen Sugar, Sia? Yeah.
It is this drama series which plays on OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network, and it revolves around the siblings who now it's inherit a farm.
That's the channel that goes 24/7 and Sia's house.
Oh, it's amazing, really.
They inherit a farm?
Yeah, yeah, their father dies, who was a farmer, and then he leaves it to the siblings, who don't always get along.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And then they have to just kind of put their differences aside and try and make it work for the family business.
Yeah.
All right, so you'd like to be in that show?
Yeah, definitely, because I just like the content of it and just, you know, it elicits so much important messages out of it.
Well,
so
dude, all I can say to you is the best of luck. I mean, we got to see you and meet you this morning, and
thank you so
we got to know a little bit more about you, and I hope that we'll see you again.
Yeah, definitely.
You're in Joburg, what's your main sort of area that you hang out in? What are you doing this weekend, for example?
I actually is such a quiet, as much as I'm a very outspoken and extroverted person, I'm actually quite conservative in some places.
Yeah,
I literally
fine.
Enjoy chilling in the house with, you know, my friends or just looking through some phone or going through some phone, reading my books.
Or being on Twitter.
Being on Twitter. Exactly.
That takes up a lot of time.
Yeah, definitely. But I never really am like an outgoing person. I'm going to party today now. I used to be, but like, I think, I don't know, just changed somewhere along the line.
All right, dude. Well, listen, you just take it easy, all right?
Thank you so much.
You seem like you're in a big hurry. The only thing that I could say to you that means something, really, because, I mean, I can sit here and talk nonsense with you all morning, but the one thing that I would say to you as advice is just be patient.
Yes.
Everything will come in its time. You're only 19 years old.
Yes.
You know? There's lots on the horizon. There's plenty of opportunity.
Yes.
And you seem like a good guy. He's got a good heart. You mean well. I don't see why anyone wouldn't give you a chance if they could.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
All the best. There we go. There's Innocent Matijani.
This is CliffCentral.com.